chassis builder here in the Mile High City. Well, go ahead, do your formal intro.
Yes, my name is Sean Kennedy. I'm a chassis builder here in Denver. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
Don't you have a little more to it?
No, that's all I had. I'm a chassis builder extraordinaire.
I built the baddest cars in Colorado.
I didn't do that.
I know. But you could. My name is Sean Kennedy. I build the baddest cars in Colorado.
I'm Willie B. Everybody knows me. I'm cool.
There you go.
Okay. Whatever. Look, Jeff, man, your company is Solo Performance, and I was telling Sean 2 weeks ago, after I got back from the Two Guys Garage shoot, where we pulled out of the box something that I was like, what in the flip is that, Flop? It looked, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, it's exhaust. You see the T304 stainless steel wrapped around the X-Bi. Everybody knows what an Xbox or X-Pipe system does.
Right?
Equalizes the chambers, gets those pulses equaled on both sides of the banks, and helps provide torque on the bottom end and so forth. But as you go down your exhaust system, I noticed you guys had some amazing, and this is what freaks people out, adjustability in the exhaust system, in the end caps, and a lot of this drone noise that people tend to want to eliminate in their newer style hot rods. So this is for a lot, you know, old school hot rods, they just thunder. They're just, you know, but a lot of these new cars have a certain sort of frequency, a certain sort of harmonic that people want adjusted to sound. You know, there's a reason they pipe the noise back in into the cab of the Mustang. That, you know, that throttle. Whoop, there's a reason that they do similar things like that on a Camaro, and sort of you want to get that old school thunderous sound. And a lot of people are doing some cool stuff, but none more than what I saw with your exhaust system and your company. That's, I don't think, very new, but probably new to a lot of people.
That's right. That's right. Well, we take a lot of pride in our exhaust kits, and you're exactly right. The newer hot rods out there, boy oh boy, they just have drone problems like you just cannot imagine. So we have the J pipes at the end of it, along with our X muffler in the front, and those J pipes will tune out the in cabin frequencies, and boy, do they do a good job of it. It leaves that raw 60s muscle car sound on the outside, and it's pretty refined on the inside.
Yeah, do you make them for every platform, like the Camaro, the Mustang, and the Challenger? No, the one we did was the Challenger, and it was completely night and day difference. If you think your new hot rod, if you got a Camaro, if you got a Mustang, if you think it sounds good from the factory, you have got to hear it with this exhaust system on it, because it's comfortable, you know, on the ear at a very low RPM and range as you're just normally cruising, but once you tip in, whoo, that thing wakes up, comes alive, and sounds like an old school hot rod, and it just makes you want to dive harder into it every time you do.
That's it, Willie. We had a couple customers tell us that it's a sound-on-demand system. You know, when you're cruising, it's fairly quiet.
It is,
when you're not into the throttle, it's pretty quiet. You step on it, and you got all the noise you ever wanted.
So do you make them for all the platforms?
Well, we have Challenger, Charger, all the fifth-generation Camaros, Ford EcoBoost, F-150 Fords. We make them for an awful lot of cars. They're on our website at solo-performance.com, all of the ones that we do. And we're growing every month, adding new kits.
Guys, just go check out this. You'll look at it and you go, what in the hell is that? Pull it up. Take a look at it and understand there is a huge amount of, you know, R&D, if you will, and just a huge amount of passion that has gone into finding out the exact way to tune out that, you know, the best way to explain a drone is that there's a certain sort of, it almost sounds like a rattle, if you will, in the exhaust or something, like, you know, when your stereo is not phased right and you have that little weird echoey phase type sound. It eliminates all that, right? And what you get back in return is a big, boisterous, loud, thunderous sort of old-school hot rod feel, and the performance gains are epic as well.
That 60s muscle car sound on the outside, nice and refined on the inside. We found out through trial and error that a lot of the cars aren't made the same, so those J-pipes that tune out frequencies, they're adjustable. So if your car isn't made quite like the rest of them, you know, you can adjust that end cap and tune out different frequencies that might be specific to your car.
It's Sean. Hi. Again,
do it. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I already did before. I'm thinking here. I like to listen and then find where I want to ask my questions. You're talking about different size motors. For instance, the Coyote motor in the Mustang is a 300-inch motor, 5-liter motor. it's going to have a certain resonant frequency. It's a higher RPM motor than, say, the 420-inch Chevrolet motor, the Z motor. So are you guys taking that into consideration when you consider tubing size, pipe diameter, where that J-pipe is, and the length of the J in it? Are these considerations, or are you trying to sort of equalize the sound, the effective ethical sound that the driver hears inside the car?
Yeah, Sean, there's an awful lot that goes into it. But the short story on the J's and how they sort of work is that we have a high-level frequency meter. So what we are concentrating on is eliminating that drone frequency inside the cabin. So the first thing is to meter that. And if it's 123.7 megahertz, that is the drone frequency, that's what we focus on. As you know, the exhaust gases spiral down the exhaust tube. They don't go down it like a freight train. So you have to miss the spiral of the exhaust so that the what enters the J-pipe is only sound waves. You don't want exhaust entering that J-pipe, just the sound waves. Literally, you can drive with that exhaust system for about an hour drive, and then when you get under it, you can touch the end of the J-pipe, and it's still cold because the exhaust misses it. So when the sound waves enter it, they bottom out at the end cap at a certain position, then they come back, and they collide with that same frequency, cancel it out. So what we're more interested in is what frequency in the cabin or frequencies are we trying to tune out?
Okay, that actually really does make sense.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. If you look at it on a graph, if you were to write a sound wave, you know, the ups and the downs, and you can imagine what's happening is this frequency is going into this J-pipe, right, and it's rebounding off the end cap, and that end cap is adjustable. So when that wave rebounds, it comes back in. And if you were to just draw a wave, like the old school sound wave, like you see on, you know, like a heart monitor almost, you know, what are those things called?
Oscillation tube or a sine with the
difference. And it made an unbelievable difference at the, I'm at sea level, so maybe that had something to do with it, but it made a big difference in how the car acted. But the sound of the car, once you were tipping into it, was just awesome. And I just jumped on your website, man, and you have an array of these kits designed for everything from Mustangs to Camaros to trucks and so forth. So if you guys want a really cool dude, and I'll say this, man, I thought you would be much higher on price. So your price point is awesome.
We try to market our stuff to the end user and skip all the middlemen because we want to get the best product we can for the best price into the end user's hands because those are the guys that truly appreciate it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Sean, look at this is what we saw, right? This is what I'm talking about. See
how
I'm
picturing it's longer. That J is longer than I thought it would be, but right, that's a function of. And Willie made an interesting point when he said, he was at sea level when he did the test and here at altitude. Of course, with the differing altitude, we're going to have less oxygen up here, so we're going to have a slower burn rate. Does that also change, then, that sonic wave inside the exhaust for your wave and your resonance?
We found what we try to do is get three or four different cars that are, the same car. If it's an SRTA Challenger, we try to get three or four. So we try to get a factory preset position, and we try to get a factory frequency that we're trying to tune out. And believe it or not, it's pretty consistent throughout the country. We'll sell all over the U.S., Canada, and into Europe, and it seems like there's no real rhyme or reason, but about 19 out of 20 vehicles are perfect with the factory position, and then that 1 out of 20, for whatever reason, then they have to fiddle with it and adjust it and, spend some time to test it and get it right.
Looks like what I saw was all stainless. Is that accurate?
That's right. That's all stainless. Welds, hangers, the whole shebang is stainless.
Yeah.
The resonance, too, is so crazy on some of these cars that literally without the J-pipes, because we try to build the system without the J-pipes first, you can feel the vibration in the steering wheel or on your feet in the floor pan. It's just the drone on some of these newer cars are so bad you can literally feel it in your body. And then you put the J-pipes on it, not only takes away the drone, it also takes away that vibration.
And it's adjustable at the entrance to the J-pipe and the end cap. So you can tune the harmonics inside for yourself. You can tune the harmonics in the cab of your car however you enjoy it the most, which makes it, if you like a certain frequency a little better or a certain sound a little better, it's pretty cool that the guy that buys it can further adjust it to his own, sort of likeness.
Sure, sure. And we also did with the end cap, because the J-pipes are removable with those band clamps. you can take the back end of the end cap where it bottoms out and plug it into the nipple that starts the J into the exhaust system. So guys will go to race day. They don't care about the drone. They just want their car to be as noisy as possible. So they'll eliminate the J's and go to the race day and just have their car rocking noisy, and then, of course, put it back on when they want to have it drivable.
That's actually a good idea, right? I didn't even think of that. Like the old, remember the old cutouts?
I was just thinking, yeah, take the cap off. Milner uncapped the 32, right? Yep, okay.
Well, look, man, I appreciate your time. And by all means, man, this was a leap in bounds of what I've seen in exhaust, and just the fact that you guys have put so much work into it and so much just fine finesse tuning and passion into eliminating a lot of this drone noise that you have to deal with in some of these newer platform cars. So, again, man, it was great to meet you guys. Great to see your product. Great to hear it and experience it for myself. And I'm looking forward to you guys doing big things, man. It was really cool of you to come on the show today. So thanks for the time. And I recommend anybody, what's the website one more time? Solo-performance.com.
You got it, Willie. Thanks all so right, much, man, for having us on. And I'd like to give a big shout out to the Solo team. They're a bunch of great, passionate guys. They're very talented, so committed, and to our customers. You know what? They're why we're here. And thanks to all the customers that have supported us through the years.
Yeah, and I hope you have some new ones in the Mile High City and people that stream, because it is really a quality product. And just now going to your website for the first time, it's a quality product that you can get cheaper than you could buy exhaust from most stores if you were just to roll in there and say, hey, I want an exhaust system on it. So congratulations to you guys, man. Hands down, great stuff.
Thanks so much, Willie. Thanks so much for having us on.
Okay, take care, buddy.
See you, take it easy. Bye-bye.
9:45, we'll take a quick break and come back and –